Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Thursday, October 3rd, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Bear. Apple yesterday released the first developer beta of iOS 13.2, and now that we've had 24 hours to dive into it, there are a few notable changes. Perhaps most notable, as we talked about yesterday, iOS 13.2 includes Apple's new Deep Fusion camera technology for improved image processing on the iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 Pro. In addition to Deep Fusion, though, iOS 13.2 also adds the Announce Messages with Siri feature that Apple first promised for iOS 13. The feature was ultimately delayed and missed both iOS 13 and iOS 13.1, but it is present in the first beta of iOS 13.2. To take advantage of Announce Messages with Siri, you need an iPhone and a pair of AirPods. Unfortunately, the feature is limited to the second-generation AirPods that feature Apple's H1 chip. With AirPods in your ears, you can listen to and respond to incoming text messages. Siri transcribes the message so you can hear the text without looking at your phone or watch. You can then ignore or immediately reply to the message without having to invoke Siri. In the default configuration, when you reply to a message, Siri will read out what it heard back to you. You can streamline this even further by enabling the reply without confirmation setting. By default, Announce Messages with Siri is disabled. You can turn it on by going into Settings, Siri and Search, and choosing the Announce Messages option. Read more about all of the changes in iOS 13.2 at the link in the show notes. Speaking of AirPods and iOS 13.2, 9to5 Mac has discovered an asset in the new beta that reveals the design of new in-ear AirPods with noise cancellation. These new AirPods feature a design similar to Apple's old in-ear wired earbuds, but these are clearly completely wireless. Other references found in iOS 13.2 indicate that the new AirPods will have different listening modes, such as with or without noise cancellation. The noise cancellation feature is referred to as focus mode in the iOS beta, and it appears that you'll have full control over whether or not noise cancellation is active. Last month, images appeared on SlashLeaks claiming to show the design of a new pair of AirPods. The new assets in iOS 13.2 match up closely with those leaked images, where we can see a charging case that's also been redesigned to accommodate the in-ear style. Several reports have suggested that Apple is developing a pair of higher-end AirPods with features such as noise cancellation. The current AirPods do not offer much noise cancellation at all because of the design and how they rest on the edge of your ear. As for when these new AirPods will be released, their inclusion in iOS 13.2 implies that they could be available as soon as this month. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Bear, the beautiful and flexible writing app for Mac, iPhone, and iPad. Whether you're taking quick notes, writing in-depth essays, or planning longer, more complex technical writing, Bear offers a super clean but powerful text editor. It includes advanced markup tools, rich text and image previews, built-in organization and search, and much more. With the latest version of Bear, you can encrypt individual notes and lock Bear itself with password protection. And all of that comes in addition to theme selection and dark mode support. You can head to bear.app to try it now. That's bear.app, and my thanks to Bear for supporting 9to5 Mac Daily. In other news, Apple is set to launch the next version of the iPhone SE during the first quarter of 2020, according to reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo. This is the second time the supply chain has reported on Apple's plans for an iPhone SE 2, but this time Kuo goes into a lot more detail. According to the analyst, the new iPhone will be more affordable than the rest of Apple's iPhone lineup, while also featuring the same powerful specifications. This includes an A13 processor with 3GB of RAM, and a design that's similar to the iPhone 8. Kuo does not predict an exact price for the new iPhone. Before the 4-inch iPhone SE was discontinued, Apple sold it for $349 in a 32GB configuration. The current iPhone lineup includes the iPhone 11 series, the iPhone XR, and the iPhone 8 and iPhone 8 Plus. The 4.7-inch iPhone 8 is currently sold for $449 for 64GB. Presumably, when this new iPhone SE launches, Apple will stop selling the iPhone 8 altogether. Given the current price of the iPhone 8, you can easily see how Apple might be able to sell an iPhone SE 2 with 32GB for the same price as the old SE at $349. Kuo says that most of the new iPhone SE's hardware specifications will mirror the iPhone 8, and this implies we'll get things like a physical home button and Touch ID rather than an edge-to-edge display with Face ID like the iPhone 11. Kuo predicts that Apple could sell between 30 million and 40 million units of this new iPhone SE across all of 2020. The analyst explains that there's pent-up demand among users of devices like the iPhone 6 for something smaller and more affordable, but that can also use the new iOS 13 features. An iPhone SE 2 the size of a 4.7-inch iPhone 8 will not necessarily appeal to the iPhone SE users who prefer the small, compact 4-inch form factor. That being said, the iPhone 8 is still a significantly smaller phone than any of Apple's flagships. At the very least, it's an option for people who like smaller phones but still want to be able to take advantage of Apple's latest processor improvements and guaranteed iOS support for several years to come. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. Read all of these stories and much more on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.